The Joyride. Today, we're going way back to 1,800 years ago.
Oh, that's long.
Mm-hmm. And to a little place called Peru. Have you heard of it?
Machu Picchu.
Nazca lines, all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
En jy weet, een van die dinge wat hulle daar het, is hierdie mummies met die lang koppe.
Ja.
En ons het nou, verlede jaar het, was daar nou ook hierdie mummies wat daar gevind is, wat so 'n klein, like amper, ek weet nie, mens kan net sê, is miniatuur mensies.
Ja,
en hulle het gereken, ja, hulle het gedink is, dit het DNA in.
Soos David, dis David die kabouterman.
Ek weet, miskien verander hulle in bome. I don't know. But, hulle het nou nuus gevind. Luister bietjie hierna. Hierdie is een van die grootste stories op die oomblik. Hulle het nou 1800 jaar oue mammies gevind, wat so bietjie weird lyk. Hulle het net 3 vingers en 3 tone. Hierdie kreature.
Okay.
Yes. It's a little freaky deaky. Maar luister 'n bietjie wat sê die mense. Hulle is besig om groot baai te maak hieroor.
This is easily one of the biggest stories of the year. This is why. There's actually 7 of these mummies and they were found in southern Peru. The reason why these are so controversial is because they genetically have 3 fingers and 3 toes. There's enough tissue on these things to get very good samples. But in that tissue, like Sebastian here, are implants. His are made from osmium and cadmium. We only discovered those 100 years ago. They have elongated heads. Some have implants. This is really interesting because one specimen, Montserrat, was pregnant. The fetus already has an elongated head, one of 2 feti that we know of these creatures. This completely rules out head binding. You can't do that in the womb. Our fingers have very distinct patterns. Their fingers just have lines, straight lines across them. I didn't determine this. These guys determine this. David Ruiz is the former president of forensic medicine in Peru. Dr. Jose is the head of forensics for the Mexican Navy. John McDowell is the former president of the American Academy of Forensic Sciences. Just won an award for being so good at it. Using this, they sequenced the DNA, then compared it with the known genomes in the U.S. National Library of Medicine. In Maria, 97% of those were identified, 30% matched Homo sapiens. What does that mean? Maria is likely a hybrid organism or a new species.
Net 30% Homo sapien.
Okay, onthou julle daardie movie The Coneheads?
Mhm, miskien is dit daai. Maar die weirdste ding is dat hierdie mummies het implantate in wat van materiaal gemaak word wat 100 jaar terug eers ontdek is.
Okay.
En is klaar in hulle
Koppa.
Something doesn't add up.
You're tuned into the Joyride on OFM, courtesy of Brocourt Auctions, your partner in quality auctions.
Get in, loser, for the Joyride.